Seals feel so many needs of the people who live in the far north. The meat of the seal is a principal source of food. Oil from the blubber or fat becomes fuel. Seal oil, when set on fire, maintains a steady flame. Seal skins are made into boots and other articles of clothing. The bones become instruments or tools. No part of the animal goes to waste. The number of seals varies greatly in different parts of the Arctic. Wherever there are strong ocean currents resulting in broken ice, you will find an abundance of these animals. They are scarcest when the ice is thick and unbroken, since these conditions offer few opportunities for the seal to come up to breathe the air he needs. Arctic seal hunting has been an active industry since the early part of the 19th century. Today, it still brings in substantial financial returns. More than 500,000 animals are killed each year by hunters operating in the main sealing grounds. The furs, hides, blubber, and oil of the seal bring in many millions of dollars a year. Seals fill so many needs of the people who live in the far north. The meat of the seal is a principal source of food. Oil from the blubber or fat becomes fuel. Seal oil, when set on fire, maintains a steady flame. Seal skins are made into boots and other articles of clothing. The bones become instruments or tools. No part of the animal goes to waste. The number of seals varies greatly in different parts of the Arctic. Wherever there are strong ocean currents resulting in broken ice, you will find an abundance of these animals. They are scarcest when the ice is thick and unbroken, since these conditions offer few opportunities for the seal to come up to breathe the air he needs. Arctic seal hunting has been an active industry since the early part of the 19th century. Today, it still brings in substantial financial returns. More than 500,000 animals are killed each year by hunters operating in the main sealing grounds. The furs, hides, blubber, and oil of the seal bring in many millions of dollars a year. Seals fill so many needs of the people who live in the far north. The meat of the seal is a principal source of food. Oil from the blubber or fat becomes fuel. Seal oil, when set on fire, maintains a steady flame. Seal skins are made into boots and other articles of clothing. The bones become instruments or tools. No part of the animal goes to waste. The number of seals varies greatly in different parts of the Arctic. Wherever there are strong ocean currents resulting in broken ice, you will find an abundance of these animals. They are scarcest when the ice is thick and unbroken, since these conditions offer few opportunities for the seal to come up to breathe the air he needs. Arctic seal hunting has been an active industry since the early part of the 19th century. Today, it still brings in substantial financial returns. More than 500,000 animals are killed each year by hunters operating in the main sealing grounds. The furs, hides, blubber, and oil of the seal bring in many millions of dollars a year.